This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
My childhood from the age of one onwards was in Tanzania, as it's now called, but it was in those days Tanganyika. And then from my teenage years were in Scotland.
So what sort of schooling did you have?
Good question.
It was varied, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the schooling in Tanganyika was pretty extraordinary. As you can imagine, this was during World War II. And, I mean, a remote outpost of the Empire, it wasn't really able to command a set of very good teachers. However, they did their best, and it was quite chaotic, but I did learn something.
So what point in your life did you realise you were gay?
I think at the onset of puberty, it only dawned on me slowly, and I can't say that there would have been any particular point when there was a sort of, a bright light suddenly switched on. Oh, that's what I am.
So were any gay issues arising from the jobs you had, ever?
Not that I'm aware of, in the sense that I was just accepted for who I was.
Right.
And what people could make what they liked of that, they didn't. I didn't let everybody know I was gay, but quite a few people either guessed or ended up knowing. And that didn't cause any trouble.
Right. You had interviews with a psychiatrist at once in your life, didn't you?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that, please?
Well, this was by the time I was getting really quite troubled by being gay. And I had sort of moved away quite quickly from the kind of religious attitude to being gay, the sort of punitive, it's forbidden. And was interested in and a little inclined to accept the medical model that it was some sort of psychiatric illness.
Right.
So I thought, right, well, I'll go and see a psychiatrist. And he was a very kind man who agreed to see me, but was a sort of Freudian, and so there were long sessions of free association.
Right.
And I was not very good at that. I don't know what being good at it means, but I was pretty sure I wasn't. I think I was a very uptight and inhibited young fella and not really able to free associate easily. And I think my interpretation of this may be wrong, but I think in the end he got fed up of me. Thought, well, I'm never going to get anywhere with this fella. He was, of course, trying to cure me, which
was
a mistake on his part. Not, and so far as he was concerned, it was going nowhere. So he thought, well, why don't I offer him LSD? That might disinhibit him a bit.
Right.
And so I had four LSD trips.
Which you haven't forgotten about,
have
you?
No, I have not. They were wonderful.
And did it teach him anything? Did he learn anything about what he wanted?
No, damn all. After the end of that, I left his care. I was grateful to him. I mean, he tried to care for me, and he had done his best.
Right.
But I think the only benefit I obtained from it all was, apart from knowing what an LSD trip was like, was that I'd had the get up and go to do something, rather than just wallowing around in increasing levels of self-pity.
So you must have confirmed in your own mind then that gayness was all right. Was that around about that time? After you
yes, I stopped worrying, I thought. In particular, I stopped worrying partly because I happened to be reading some Freud. And I read a letter Freud had written to, obviously, a gay man's mother. And his mother had written to Freud. And Freud said stop worrying about it. You know, there have been lots of gay people in history. There's nothing wrong with them, and just let him get on with life.
And yet your Freudian man tried to cure
him. He did, yes. Yeah. So there's a paradox there. He maybe hadn't read that letter.
Maybe not, no. So are you currently in a stable relationship?
Yes.
How long have you been in that?
I think about 8 years.
Right. And as you're getting older, as we all are, without a so-called nuclear family present, does it present any problems?
I think it does, yes. You see, my family are all in Scotland.
Right.
And I would be very happy if, in fact, they were here.
Right.
But I'm not aware of any problems that I can't deal with, at least at the moment.
So what support are you going to need as you get older?
Oh.
Okay, well actually, can you tell us something about your health then?
Right, well, please. My health has been, in recent years, the only word I can say is chaotic. I've got, what's it called, temporal lobe epilepsy.
Right.
And in addition to that, I'm developing Parkinson's disease, on top of which I have what is laughably called benign essential tremor.
Yes.
There's something else. I can't remember even what it is now. But that's enough to be going on with.
Well, that's going to create a few problems as you go.
I think
it
will, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So how are you going to deal with that?
I don't know. I haven't thought. I do think about it, but then I think, well, whatever happens in the future is so unpredictable, and the rate at which it happens is too unpredictable for me to give it any sensible thought. So, like a lot of people, sometimes if the problem's too hard, you just don't try and solve it.
Right. Have you thought of where you're going to live when you can't live in your present house?
Yes, given that some thought. My partner and I have been looking at retirement villages.
Right.
And I think it will have to be something along those lines. I can't imagine anything other than that, at least being available in contemporary New Zealand.
What sort of place are you looking for? And, or I'll broaden that a little bit. Would you look for a gay-friendly one? Would you look for a gay-run one?
If there was a gay-run one, yes, I'd be interested to have a look at it. Mm. I'm quite interested in an initiative that seems to be developing for a gay retirement environment.
Yes.
I can't help feeling that will be a very difficult thing to unscramble because there'll be
because there'll be a lot of gay problems. People involved.
Yes. Mm. And maybe a gay-friendly one would be more significant. And I think, from my observations anyway, that all the people who've shown us villas or flat or apartments or whatever have not batted an eyelid that we're obviously a gay couple. That hasn't concerned them at all. I think what would probably be more likely to happen is that some of the other elderly people would be living in the past and might be a bit hard to handle.
Yes, this could be interesting, couldn't it?
There is apparently a gay and lesbian retirement village either being built or already built in Victoria in Australia.
Oh, really?
So, but I don't know what the status of that is.
Mm.
But I think if people are going to start looking for some sort of arrangement here, they'd be very wise to go over there and have a look.
Yes, it'll be interesting, gay males and gay ladies living together too, because normally there's not a lot of mix in New Zealand, is there?
No, I can see why too. I would foresee two problems. One is that women live much longer than men, and so there would almost certainly develop, if it didn't start that way, there would almost certainly develop a majority of lesbians.
Right.
And, well, that, I think, might present trouble.
Actually, there's a lot of rest homes. I think that problem exists already. There's more women than men that reason. You made a watertight will. In other words, that your family couldn't overturn if they wanted to because you're gay?
I hope so. I've tried to.
You've had that in mind.
Yes. Fair enough. But it's my belief that neither my brother nor his offspring would even dream of trying to overturn it. But people do behave very strangely sometimes.
Unfortunately, it does happen, doesn't it? Yeah. So you're doing the best to provide for your future. You've probably done that all your working life, actually, I would think.
Yes. No, I'm quite comfortable.
Okay. If you were suddenly single, what would you do?
Oh. I can't answer that. I think I would... I've always felt... this was something my sister taught me, if that's the right word, that the best compliment you can pay a dead partner is to, in due course, form another partnership.
Okay.
You do get people who sort of, maybe women more prone to do this than men, I'm not sure, but who feel that if they would be betraying the previous relationship if they formed another one. And so they never do, but I don't think that's the case at all. I think it's a compliment to the previous relationship if you enter another one in due course. So I suppose I would want to find somebody else, but at the age of 75,
yes.
Your choice is restricted.
Your options are limited. Yes. Okay, what would you change in your life if you could?
I think I would have preferred a different career.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't mean not medicine, but the specialty I would most like to have done is the one that, in fact, would apply to me now, and that is neurology.
Okay. Yes. That's
paradoxically. But to do neuro... I did look into it, and the option I was given was to go to London to Queen Square Hospital for nervous diseases, I think it used to be called, and study neurology there. And I didn't really want to go back to Britain.
All right, yeah. Well, talking about moving countries, you were offered a job in Melbourne at one stage, I believe.
Yes, I was.
Can you talk about that?
And
your reasons for not taking it?
Yes, I did part of my training as a specialist in the Children's Hospital in Melbourne, and I loved that job. It was very good, and I think I was good at it. And perhaps the confirmation of that is that I was several times offered a senior post there. I thought very hard about it and knew that I would be happy in the job, and I was unafraid of that, but I think once some staff members in that era, this was the early 70s, twigged that I was gay,
right,
then a lot of these very good but very ambitious hospitals filled with very ambitious people, there would be almost certainly that would be used in a variety of ways.
Right.
I did know somebody there who was gay, and I remember him being talked about in a very derogatory way. Mm. I thought, well, I don't want that.
So that's why you turned those jobs down?
Essentially, it was because I was gay, not because I didn't want the job.
Right. So were there any other instances where you didn't accept something or didn't do something because you were gay?
Not that I can think of, no. I didn't let being gay interfere with my career.
Well, briefly then, how different was your life before the Homosexual Law Reform Bill was passed in 1986?
Right. Well, in fact, not different. Mm. I mean, it was a relief to have it over and done with, but I really, from the beginning of adulthood, decided that I wasn't going to let being gay harm my personal life. I'm a domesticated sort of guy, so I like long-term relationships,
right.
And I didn't think that I was going to let that get in the way. Whether it caused any harm to me or not, I've no idea, and I wouldn't know.
Well, you turned out to be a lovely fellow anyway, haven't you?